Additionally, even though some fish in the population were maturing at an earlier age, none was actually growing faster. No cod has a way of speeding up its rate of growth. So the younger reproductive age actually meant that smaller fish were reproducing. And when you are a small cod reproducing, you produce fewer eggs than a large cod. The smaller cod simply don't have the body mass to produce as many eggs. The overfishing pressure on the cod population was pushing the cod into an evolutionary corner. They were having a harder and harder time surviving.
But what can be done to prevent other scenarios like this? I mean, obviously, we need a better way to manage environmental resources.
Well, what do you guys suggest? Carol?
Maybe privatize the resource? A private owner would want to manage the resource efficiently, in a sustainable way.
Okay, but the problem is privatization doesn't necessarily result in better management of an environmental resource. Any ideas why it wouldn't?
Well, an individual owner might not properly assess the limits of the resource, so they could be just as prone to overexploiting that resource as a group, where lots of people have access to it.
Yes. Well, like in the 1970s, when it was already clear the North American cod population was declining dramatically. The U.S. and Canada declared a 200-mile exclusive economic zone in the waters around Cape Cod. By declaring an exclusive economic zone, you see, these two countries were trying to extend their territorial waters. Basically, it was as if they were saying, "We're the private owners. We own these waters, so we own the rights to the fish in them, too." Essentially, the two countries told fishing vessels, trawlers, from all other nations to get out of the cod fishing area. You'd think that'd be good news for the cod because there'd be less fishing. However, the U.S. and Canada wanted to expel foreign trawlers only in order to increase the numbers of their own fishing fleets. The total number of fishing trawlers actually increased. Another possible solution: pass laws that regulate use of the resource. But for regulation to be effective, penalties for breaking the law have to be large enough to deter violators.